Tribal leaders join forces for national self-exclusion program. Tribal gaming leaders are taking a proactive step towards responsible gambling by supporting a comprehensive tribal-wide self-exclusion program set to launch soon. Founded through a strategic partnership between the Tribal Council for Responsible Gaming and the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling, the program will allow individuals to voluntarily self-exclude from gaming at all participating tribal casinos across sovereign nations and territories in a single step. The program will debut in Wisconsin in March and subsequently expand to additional states through partnerships with tribal gaming commissions. Powered by IDPair, the self-exclusion platform is carefully designed to meet local regulatory requirements, protect tribal sovereignty, and cater to the needs of diverse communities. Quote, "This initiative reflects our unwavering commitment to the health of our people and communities. By tribes coming together to offer a streamlined process for self-exclusion with a technology partner that shares our values, we help people in our communities who are looking to take a break or stop gambling do so for the amount of time they need." Ivory Kelly, CEO of the Tribal Council for Responsible Gaming. Advisory Board formed. An advisory board has been established to inform the program's development, with membership drawn from several tribal organizations. They include Anika Howard, the president and CEO of Wander Nation, Jamie Hummingbird, chairman of the National Tribal Gaming Commissioners, Regulators, and Oscar Schuyler, chairman of the Board of Regulators for the Tribal Gaming Regulatory Authority of the Alabama Coushatta Tribe of Texas. Ernie Stevens, chairman of the Indian Gaming Association of Washington, D.C., and Tamara Van Schindel, executive director of the Pasquenta Tribal Gaming Commission, were also appointed to the board. Quote, "Tribal nations have long been at the forefront of promoting responsible gaming practices, demonstrating leadership through our actions. This initiative not only underscores the commitment of tribal nations to player protection but also sets a precedent for others to follow. We encourage all tribal leaders and regulators to extend their consideration in joining this program, expanding its reach and reinforcing our collective dedication to responsible gaming." Ernie Stevens Jr., chairman of the Indian Gaming Association of Washington, D.C.